Blog Talk Radio.
Are you redeemed? Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Yes, the Now Network is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues, and to find real godly solutions. We seek the truth without compromising the word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective, and we believe that all those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. I want to welcome you guys tonight to Women Speak Now and Be Heard here on the Now Network. Tonight is one of our dynamic months because I think we have 5 months that carry five Thursdays. And this is an opportunity for one of our covenant partners, one of our family, one of our kinfolk to come on board and to share with us tonight. I want to, without any further ado, welcome to the network tonight, Minister Willette. No, she always gets me on that. Willette, Willette. Miss Minister W. What's up, woman of God? Willette Hurst, how are you?
What's up? Sister? I am fantabulous. And hey, family, how you doing?
I need you to come off speaker.
Huh?
I need you to, are you on speaker?
Can you hear me? Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Oh, that's okay.
Oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Oh, hey, how are you? There we go. There we go. We can hear you before,
family.
But it was an echo.
I am fantabulous. And yourself?
Fantabulous. Amen. It was good to hear from you tonight. And we're excited to always have you on board and to be a part of what we have going on here tonight. I just want to allow you to do what you do. But I wanted to say hello. Minister Terry will be coming
hello,
on at the
hello.
End. Yeah, if I'm not there immediately as you get ready to close out, Minister Terry will be on with you. Then I'll come back and we'll end it out. Give people an opportunity to comment or anything like that. Amen?
Amen, amen.
So Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we release, Lord, we release the atmosphere, Lord. We give you the honor, give you the glory, give you the praise. Lord, we all decrease that you may increase. Mm-hmm. And we ask you, Lord, to let those of us to receive and to allow the woman of God to deposit into us the word manifested through you. So we thank you today that we come here intentional. We thank you today that we're dedicated, that we decree and speak into our own existence to be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. So, Lord, we thank you for Minister Willette tonight. We thank you as you anointed her, giving her a word for right now. We receive it right now to move forward. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. I am so honored to be here tonight and as a servant to be used by God. Because I'm thankful that God makes our crooked way straight if we allow him to do it. My title, if I had to give it a title, it is, Are You Really Ready for What You Prayed For? Are you really ready for what you prayed for? We said in the book of Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. We know that scripture, and God said if we ask for it in his name, then he'll give it to us. But my question today is what you're asking for, what you're praying for, when it show up, are you prepared for it? I had to ask myself that question because I recently just got back from a trip from the Bahamas where we were originally supposed to do a conference, but then God had another plan where Hurricane Dorian came in and did a lot of disaster to the Bahamas. We still was able to do the conference, which was powerful. Anytime I have a chance to serve God, I love it because I feel so special that he honors me. And I'm just grateful that he uses me. But when we went to the Bahamas, it was like somebody that had been through so much in life that he given me an opportunity to speak internationally. And you know only God can do that because I've asked him to use me as a mouthpiece to be able to speak into the lives of his people. And was I ready for that? I was ready for that. Are you ready for what comes after that? Are you really prepared to go to battle for what God has called you to do? We always say that every Sunday in church. Yeah, I surrender. Yeah, surrender, God. We're going to do this and do that. But when it shows up at your doorstep, are you ready for it? Are you in position for it? Are you in position if you pray for a husband, a wife? Are you positioned to say that you surrender all to that husband or wife? I had to ask myself that question. When you decide that you want to mate, what if it shows up different from what you anticipated? Because God knows what we need. We think we need something a certain way, but God knows exactly what we need. And He'll give us what He wants us to have. We always want to try to settle for less than what we deserve. We want to try to settle for less that'll make us comfortable. But what if whatever you prayed for shows up differently than what you anticipated? What if what you prayed for shows up and it's going to stretch you? What if what you prayed for is going to stretch you out of your comfort zone? I prayed for a spouse. I prayed for somebody who would be able to speak into my life because have been through a lot of stuff. I've been on here before. I was in a domestic violence marriage for almost 20 years where I was in it because I didn't know who I was or what I carried. And I stayed in it because I lied to myself and say, you know what, it's really not that bad. I could have did better. It wouldn't have happened if I would have did better. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is because when something else shows up and God and it's totally different from what you're used to, you might reject it because of the different taste in your what your taste for. So I'm coming today to encourage anybody that you prayed for something and God delivers it, be in position to step up your game to actually receive what you prayed for. It's an amazing thing when you truly let God be God, when you truly let God be the driver in your car, when you truly say, I surrender, when we sing that song, I surrender all, do you surrender your will? Do you surrender who you thought you were? Do you surrender your past? Do you surrender your now? Do you surrender your future to let Him do what He wants to do in your life? Are we prepared for what we pray for? I had to ask myself that question. It was amazing to be able to speak into people's lives in the Bahamas. It was amazing to use the stuff that I've been through because it was what I've been through. It didn't happen to me. It happened for me. God said, God put me through everything so I can handle anything. The stuff that He's put you through in life is preparing you for where He's taking you. But you have to be able, when He switched up the game, you got to be able to stay in there and play. A lot of times we pray for stuff, then we get it, then we cry and we complain when we get it. That's not how the system works. That's not how we win. When we pray for something, we got to be prepared for it. If we pray for a spouse, you got to be that spouse for that spouse. You got to be in preparation while you wait for that spouse, for God to use you and him or she and you. When you ask for that job, be prepared to minister to people on that job. When you say a motivational speaker or the career, the purpose that you pray for, God, use me. You don't when you want God to use you, you don't tell him how he's going to use you. You just allow him to use you. So when we get in position, while we waiting for our answers to be prayed for, when we waiting for that prayer, get in position and prepare for when he does answer that prayer. You don't know how it's going to come, but you know if you're in position, if your life is in order, if you're trying to do things right, and you know that you are a child of God, and He has made you promises. His word will never return void. So stay in position. So when you what can you do while you're waiting in position for Him to answer your prayers? Keep loving and serving others, because once you serve others, take the focus off of you and put it on Him and on them and Him. Give thanks to the Lord for His love. And that endures forever. Worship. Worship God. Worship God while you're waiting. While you're waiting for the manifestation of what you prayed for, worship God. Don't complain, because a lot of times we complain. Why God, we going through this? Why God, me? Why this? Why not you? You said, I surrender all. When you prayed, you told them, use me, God. use me. When you got me out of that situation, you said, use me, God. That's what I said, use me, God. And then when they show up, I start crying like a little baby, like, this is not what I asked for. Be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. But when you do get it, make sure you step up your game and do kingdom business for God. Because we in our last days, and God really needs us to stand up as warriors, men and women in the kingdom, to do godly businesses, to do godly work, to pour into these broken souls that won't come back in the church, where you meet people where they're at and don't judge them, because we remember where we were when we were out there. I remember when I wasn't in the church. I remember when I was bleeding from the inside out. I remember when I used to be spiritually anorexic. I remember those days. So I want to reach people that won't come in the church. I want to reach people that want, that the only hope that they have now is the Word of God. People cannot depend on the government now. People cannot depend on a lot of family now. People cannot depend on their jobs. People are outliving their money. Seniors are outliving their money. Seniors are getting on Social Security, which is supposed to be supplemental, and they're outliving their money. We have to be really in position right now to pour into other people and be those kingdom people. And when they say, you are the church, we are the church. So whatever you pray for, you say, God, use me, allow him to use you wherever he needs to use you. He may need to use you in the street. He may need to use you in that convalescent home. He may need to use you on that job. Allow God to use you in this season, and then he's going to truly bless you in this season. I have to say that I'm just honored to be here to speak to you tonight, because when I say that I know that it's only God that has kept me through every storm I have ever been in. But as long as you're going through a storm and you're going with God and you're not going by yourself, you're going to come out better than when you went in. And we have to remember that as Christians, as men and women of Christ, that we have to know that we win no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. So when I come today to say, are you really ready for what you prayed for? Pray and ask God's will be done in your life, not our will, because we set the bar down low. I know I do set the bar down low. I pray for a spouse, oh, I want somebody that, I guess in other words, I pray for a spouse to just listen to me instead of not doing God's will. But actually, God blessed me with somebody that was totally opposite, that you would have never said that that's what I would be interested in. But he gives you what you need, not what you want. A lot of times on jobs, he puts you on certain jobs, and you want the job because it makes more money. But the job that God has placed you on is a job that he needs you on. He needs you to touch, to impact everybody that's around you. He needs you to impact every person that's around you. There are people that are at your job that just needs you to speak a word, whatever God gives you, that needs you to speak a word into their life, to love upon them so they can change, because they don't have nothing else to hold on to. That's why he blessed you with that job. That's why he answered your prayer. Even your vehicle that he gave you, he gave it to you so you can go further out. I had a vehicle. I had a 2001 Ford Expedition. I called her Faith. She used to leak oil. But I put everybody that could possibly fit in that Expedition, because I told God, this is your vehicle. But then he gave me a vehicle that I called Faith Number 2, that I can impact more people because I can drive further. So when you pray for something, know that it's not about you. Even when he blessed you with that home, maybe he wants you to have people come over so you can feed them. Because the working class right now is starving. There's no more middle class no more. Either you have money or you don't have money. You got people that's in church that you go to church with every Sunday that tell you, praise the Lord, sis. Praise the Lord, brother. And they can't even eat. So in this season, too, while you ask them for stuff, ask for him to sharpen your discernment so you can see what's around you, so you can see people's hearts and don't look at what the person is going, what the person is doing, but you can see their heart. My pastor a long time ago told me, try not to pay attention to what a person is doing, but try to know the core reason or why a person is doing what they're doing. Now we need to be really sharp in our calls, in our walks, in our talks. We have to be really sharp in this day and time because he's really using us right now. There's a shift that's going on right now. And he's calling it, like the word of God said, the first to be last and the last to be first. He's calling the people that have been down, that went through a whole lot of stuff, that had a whole lot of dirt on them, that had a whole lot of labels that people spoke on them, and they're in the process of getting healed so they can be on that front line. We are in a battle that like never before. Fire is all in California. We sitting here in North Carolina waiting for a tornado watch. We are in our last days, and it's time to be prepared for the kingdom. It's time to be prepared for warfare. It's time for us to get whatever our purpose is, whatever he's impregnated with you, it's time for you to give birth. It's time for you to get on that birthing table and not jump off this time. Not have an excuse to quit because it got too hard. That was my story. There was so much negative words that was spoken over my life, all my life. And I actually just now am walking into who I truly am, my true authentic self at 50. Truly walking in my true authentic self because I let so many people speak words over my life. I gave people's words so much power. I gave people's words so much power than I gave God's word. If you've done that, give the power back to God and take that power back from people, because when we give people's words more power than we give God's words, we're committing adultery. Now it's time to be real so others can be healed. It's time to not walk around with the wounds that we had anymore. It's not time to not walk in who you are. It's time for you not to compare yourself to anybody. It's time to stay in your lane. Don't veer to the right. Don't veer to the left. But it's time to go after what God has promised you. God has promised you a heritage. Heritage. I know I'm probably saying that word wrong. But an inheritance. He had promised his kids an inheritance. And his word will never return void. So when you call him on that and say and get what you prayed for, be prepared for it. He might ask you to foster a child. He may ask you to build a school. He may ask you, but be honored when God asks you to do something. He would never ask you to do something if you wasn't equipped for it. A lot of times when God do ask us to do something, we feel like we are not equipped to do it. But he's not going to, like playing football, he's not going to, just like when the coach asks somebody to play football and we down to the last couple of minutes. We down to the last couple of minutes and he gives the football to you. They're not going to give the football to you if they think you're going to fumble the ball. That's the same way God is. He's not going to give you the football. He's not going to give you the purpose if he knows you don't have the shoulders for it. If he don't think that you were built for that. He's not going to do that. He's not going to set you up for failure because that would look bad on him and who you are called to be. Now is the time to walk in your true, authentic self. It's time to get prepared for what you prayed for. And once you get it, rock it on your level and don't be afraid and don't look back and don't let your past mess up your future. That's what I was doing. Like, I'm so excited now. I'm an international speaker. I'm also a co-author in a book. That was nothing but God. That's nothing but God. So I would let it, but the devil want to play in your head and want to tell you, remember when you were this? Remember this? Remember this? Don't let your past outweigh your future. If you're in a now season, 0 to 5 seconds, walk in that now. Walk in that now that who you're called to be. Not your past, not your labels, not them voices from the past. Because I've had voices where people have told me stuff and I would get so far, and then because of those voices, I would back down. Then I would get so far again, and then I would come back down. Insanity is doing something the same way, expecting a different outcome. If you can't receive what you prayed for, you need to do some soul searching at that point. You need to find out why. You need to why, because what I did was when I started to get blessed and I started really walking who I was, when it got real close, I started to sabotage stuff. I started to have tantrums. I started to say, you know, mess it up because I wasn't used to it. So if you're about to be blessed, if you're about to get those answered prayers, before you mess it up do some soul searching. Dig up the roots. Dig up that those wounds. Dig up those words and deal with them. Don't run from it. Don't run from it. We as people, we do a lot of work on everybody else. We see everybody else's problems. We see where everybody else can be fixed at, but we don't mind doing the work for other people in other people instead of doing the work on us. If we invest in who we are, the work that who we are, and we can see the greatness that's in us, because everything you need in order to do what God's called you to do is in the house, in your house, in your physical house that God has equipped you to do everything. I watch all these conferences and everybody running after this person, running after this person, running after this person. But if you really want to keep it 100 and you really want to find out where the gifts are, they are in you. The gifts are in you. They've always been in us. They always have the power to be in us. But we're looking at other people. And what God keeps bringing to my memory is something that a saying is about the grass being greener on the other side. We always look at other people. We look at other people on Facebook. We look at other people's lives. We look at that and we like, oh, wow, they got, like, their marriage is the bomb, or this person is so away, or this person got it going on. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's just that our lenses are faulty, because we looking at the grass on their side, and when you really, really look deeper, you find out the grass wasn't green on the other side. You find out it was artificial turf. It's artificial turf because it's fake. It was a facade. But if we invest in our own garden, if we invest in our own stuff, if you invest in spending more time with God and worshiping and listening and let Him download what He wants you to do, oh my God, that switches up the game. I used to be like a chameleon. If the person was dressed better than me, or they had more educated than me, they were married, or this and that, I thought that person was better than me. I didn't take the look to see what God had put in me. But when I really started doing that work and was really honest with the woman that I saw in the mirror, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I really embraced, because God doesn't make no mistakes. God made me perfectly made. He carved me piece by piece. So when I started looking at that and really embracing that, the whole game changed. And it's so amazing to walk in your true authentic self. So what I'm coming here for you today is embrace all of you. Embrace where you came from, embrace where you're at, and embrace where you're going. Embrace all of you because God doesn't make any mistakes. But it's time for you to do the work that he's called you to do. If nothing going to grow inside the comfort zone, something that's not growing is dying. But then you like people are like, well, when I get out there, when I get in front of people, they reject me. They rejected Jesus. Why would they reject you? If they don't reject you, you'll fit in where he don't want you to, where you don't belong. And it's not that you need to stand. It's not that you need to stand in. You need to stand out. He made you an outcast for men, so you can be an incast with him. You need to stand out. It takes everybody to stand with everybody else, but he didn't create you to be that. He created you to be an eagle. Eagles fly to the storm. Let me say that one more time. Eagles fly to the storm. They don't run from the storm. If you see stuff going on that God has called you to, he's going to show you stuff. If God shows you a whole lot of stuff and he keeps showing it to you, that's what you're called to, because you are the answer to whatever's going on. So don't run from it, because eagles run to the storm, not from the storm. They run to the problem because they're a solution. That's why God brings it to you. But don't stay, because we want to be around everybody else. We want to be clucking down there with the chickens, and we all eating out the same stuff. We all doing the same stuff. We all following each other. And then your purpose ain't getting done. It's time for the step up our game. In order to answer what God has said, because God is going to ask us, when we get up there, he's going to ask us, what did you do with the time that I gave you? What did you do with the people that I called you to? He's going to ask us, what did you do with the gifts that I put in you? What about all that thing, all the stuff that I put you through and brought you out of? That wasn't for you. That was for somebody else. Another thing what I see, too, is that we water down our testimony because we don't want to be judged. We don't want to be judged by man when God has brought us through and did a mighty work. Don't water down your testimony for nobody. If he brought you through some stuff and it was ugly, the more that you share it, the more that you embrace others, the more you free others, it's a healing. Oh, my God, it's such a healing. Like, people, I share my testimony because I've been through a lot. I share my testimony, and people, a lot of people in church will be like, I'm glad I didn't go through that. Oh, this and that. But you know what? I used to feel bad about that. But if I rejected any piece of me, if I rejected any part of me, I wouldn't be the woman that I am today. If I rejected any piece of my story, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I know that I'm an awesome woman because God created me that way. I know that those storms came to make me and not to break me. I know them trials came to test me and to build me and to strengthen me and to give me the tools for where I'm going. They didn't come to destroy me. I know that everything I've been through was, it didn't happen to me, but it happened for me to prepare me for where he's taking me. So my question again to you today is, are you prepared for what you're asking for what you're praying for? Are you really ready for what you prayed for? And I can tell you today that, yes, I am. Do I have a lot more work to do until I leave here because I'm still up under construction? Yes, I do. But I'm willing to do the work for God. I'm ready to do more kingdom business, ready to embrace everybody that he places in front of me. It's time for whatever he placed deep down in your heart, deep down in your soul, that every time you try to ignore it, it won't go away. If you get a different job that really wasn't for you, and you still feel that intolerable pain in your gut, that's something that God has called you to, and you're the only answer that can answer that call. You are the only person that can answer that call. Today is the time to go hard or go home. Go hard or go home for Christ. Go hard or go home for your call. Go hard or go home for your purpose. Go hard and go home for saving your family. To go hard and not punk out on the mission. Don't quit on you. Don't quit on God. You know how when you get in a boxing ring or something, we want to, they throw in a white towel, right? Or they tap out. Tapping out is not an option. Tapping out is not an option. You can do a whole lot of, you can do a lot of kicking. You can do a lot of screaming while you're going through your process. But one thing you cannot do on this journey is quit. You can't quit. Quitting is not an option. I'm here as your host tonight to tell you, you got it. You got this. You were built for this. And I'm so excited about your future. I'm so excited about where God is taking you. I'm so glad about what God has brought you through. I'm so glad about where you're at right now. I'm just glad about it. God is amazing. And what he's doing in this season, while everything in the world is falling apart, he's doing a mighty thing. He's shifting. He's switching up stuff and he's shifting and doing a mighty work. God is still on the throne. No matter who is in the presidency, no matter what's going on with everything that's going around with you and in the world, God is still on the throne. Stand on his word like never before, as if your life depended on it, because your life depends on it. Because he's going to use you. He's using you as long as you allow him to do that. It's time to be who God has called you to be. It's your responsibility. That's why we're here. It's our responsibility to reach who he wants us to reach. If he takes you to the next state around the world, you allow him to use you. Allow him to use you. Are you really ready for what you prayed for? Today, I can tell you honestly, without wavering about being double-minded, I am prepared for what I've been praying for. I'm prepared for what I've sacrificed for, fasted for, left my family for. I'm just grateful that I am in position now. Pastor E, you there?
Amen.
Yes, I am. yes, I am. Amen. Minister Terry, go ahead. Minister Terry, go ahead.
You praise the Lord, my beautiful sister, Evangelist Willette. You know, I look forward to the fifth Thursday when you come on Women Speak Now, because I know you bring the word God uses with you. You share from your heart. And, you know, that touches me because you are an encourager. And I know while you was over there on vacation, you was evangelizing and it, bringing everybody to Jesus. But I love what you said. Whatever you're going through, but you said, are we really ready for what we prayed for? Yes, Matthew 7:7. And you know what? This was asked to me just recently. And I said, all glory to God, because like you said, we have to be ready. And our gifts are different. But, you know, our gifts, the Lord, he knows what we have a passion for. And he sees what your passion is to evangelize, and he will reveal each and every one of our passions to us. And I love what you said. Mm-hmm. Keep loving. Keep sharing him. Keep worshiping. Yes, and don't be judging nobody. My God, you were just on it. But I love your testimony too, my sister, because like you said, we can't let what happened in our past contaminate what God is doing now, but we have to be true to ourselves and our testimonies can set someone else free, free through the word of God, through Jesus. Glory be to God. I love you and I appreciate you and I honor you. Amen. We've been talking Amen. About this love with 1 Corinthians 13, so you just hit it right on. Amen.
Came right Amen. Into it, didn't you?
I received that.
Yes, she did, Pastor. She came
and
right.
We didn't talk offline either.
No, she came right into it. I tell you, my God, like you said, we're built for this, you know. But we won't mm-hmm. know until we get into His Word, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what storm or trial we're going through, because we have that God with us just to keep that peace and keep that joy where no one can come and steal it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, awesome word. All glory be to God.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You
yes, it was. And you better watch what you bring up, because you're talking about, are you ready for what you prayed for? When you really become a prayer warrior and know how to pray, it has nothing to do with you. When mm-hmm. the disciples, they asked one question of Jesus. They never asked him anything. They didn't say, teach us how to this, teach us how to walk on water. They asked him one question. They said, teach us how to pray. And he said, in this mm-hmm. manner, therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, my God. Come on now. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For, now this is the most important part. When you pray, are you ready for what you pray for? For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither your Father
will forgive you.
When we really get that prayer thing in order, evangelist, prophetess, woman of God, we know that it's not our will, but the will of God. My prayers aren't for physical things, because I know prayer doesn't work over physical things. Prayer works over spiritual things that can saturate physical things to change the body, to change the mind, to change things. But it must start spiritual first. So I'm glad you brought that up tonight, because you better watch what you ask for, because if you're really praying the right prayer, it shouldn't have any benefit for you in it.
You're going to give it. Yeah.
Because he said he know your needs.
Absolutely.
He know you. He said if you go a little farther before the Lord's Prayer, it teaches you about not being a hypocrite, not praying in vain, not being repetitious. But what it says is knowing his will for you is already done, that now you pray for the needs of others. You pray for his glory to be magnified and manifested, that our prayers are now the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man that availeth much. So you're right on it. You're right on it. I love it that when we don't talk offline and we don't set up a storyline or a topic, that God still speaking his word through each and every one of us, what we can agree. Amen. My cry to everybody
Amen.
Is being, can we make it? This is my challenge, not just for the rest of this season and next season, for the rest of our existence. Can we fix it before Jesus come back?
Woo,
the east, the west, the north, the south. Can we go to work so hard that we're not worried about when he's coming back? We just going to make sure we're ready when he comes back. The Bible says that he goes to prepare a place for you. Let's get prepared for the place, that spot, that unwrinkled, that untarnished body of Christ. I believe when we start praying more, we can do it. Come on, we want to open up the lines for anybody that would like to join the conversation with the evangelist Willette this evening. Come on in, dial one, and we're opening the lines at this point. Woman of God, you did it. You graciously allow God to use you, and I'm proud to be family and to be connected with you. Amen?
And I'm glad to be connected with you and Sister Terry, too.
Amen. Well, there's many more on this network, and that's our goal we're finishing strong in this. That's our goal. We are in the last 60. We started at the beginning of October, and the month of October was us taking an inventory on what didn't we finish that we said we would. Oh, my God.
Amen.
But some deliverance came through that, because we found on that list that some stuff God didn't even tell us to do. So he was able to forgive us, release us from it. You know, but then we did see some stuff on there that he intended for us to do, and we had time to finish. That we're in the finish strong mode right now. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, we have callers online, but nobody's dialing one to come in. So we're gonna allow you to pray us out of here. God bless you. We look forward to continuing this relationship on the network with you. If it's every fifth Thursday, or we find another spot for you, you know you're always welcome here. You are family.
I thank you, Pastor E, for allowing me to speak into others' lives. I'm always honored when I'm used as a servant. I'm so excited. I'm always excited watching you serve in the community. Your energy is just infectious. And glad to be family, and Sister Terry always encouraging. Just stay on the throne. I'm just honored and receiving that God has us in right now, that he really needs us to be strong in this season.
Well, get online tonight, because we are leaving here, headed straight to a harvest festival with our bishop, Bishop Harold Jackson, and Dr.
Wow.
Mary Jackson. Think Big is doing it big on La Brea and Adams. We're going out there,
man,
right now just to fellowship and have a good time. That's Church LA right there on the corner. Church LA. Don't know the address, but everybody knows where Church LA is. It's been there 53 years.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there tonight just celebrating and blessing the kids out there with an alternative to Halloween and having Hallelujah. Lula. Lula.
Amen.
Lula. We had a Hallelujah Festival this weekend, and we fed over 300, 400 people. I know we had 500 pounds of chicken,
powerful,
and we left with nothing. We donated to another ministry that was feeding that next morning, and we gave them the raw stuff. I think we had about a bag of legs. We donated that to them. But other than that, everything was gone. I mean, completely, and we were able to really bless the community.
That's kingdom business right there. I get excited when I see stuff like that. That's kingdom
Amen.
Business.
Well, that's what we do. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bring us out of here, my sister.
Father God, we thank you. We honor you. Thank you for allowing us to be your vessels. We send out whoever can hear my voice, that they get what they came for, Lord, and that they're going to impact your community. They're going to impact your people for the kingdom. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We bless you. We serve you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I am a Christian.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that means?
I started to start with that song with you, but I know you
far from perfect. The purpose purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect, no, but I have been redeemed. I am a believer. I never knew that this was meant to be.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.